listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. Baby boomers have now been matched by millennials, according to the latest census data out today. Each now account for 21.5% of the nation's 25.5 million residents, the increase driven by migrants coming to Australia in that age bracket. While new data shows less of us are religious, those identifying as Christian have fallen from 60% to 44% in the past decade. New dads could soon receive more leave to help care for their newborn bub. The new government is set to start discussions with businesses about offering men up to 20 weeks paid parental leave for the first 2 years of a child's life. While Labor supports the previous government's budget, which allowed couples to share the 20 weeks, it's wanting further reform to reflect changing gender roles. The PM is in Madrid, among the likes of New Zealand, Japan and South Korean leaders to be invited to this year's NATO summit. Ahead of talks, NATO has announced it will increase its rapid reaction force to 300,000 troops, which currently sits at 40,000 soldiers. And the ATO has announced plans to focus on work-related expenses, good record keeping, income deductions from rental properties and capital gains come tax time. Assistant Commissioner Tim Lowe says there's been some interesting attempts to claim a few surprising items.
Millions of Australians have been working from home this year, and we know people trying to claim the PJs and UGG boots. Unfortunately, they're considered to be conventional clothing. You can't claim those as a tax deduction.
Another record for Novak Djokovic. The Serb has claimed a four-set victory over his South Korean opponent at Wimbledon overnight. It makes him the first male player to win 80 matches across all four Grand Slams. Geelong defender Tom Stewart will front the tribunal tonight after his bump on Richmond's Dion Prestia was graded careless. AFL reporter Tom Brown explaining why the MRO chose not to deem it intentional.
That tends to be the starting point. In terms of what the AFL will argue, we don't know yet. They'll probably argue for 4 or 5 weeks.
And New South Wales might have levelled the Origin series, but league legend Benji Marshall would still make a change to their side for Game 3, Benji telling us he would recall Latrell Mitchell.
He's only going to be one game back. Is that going to be enough match fitness? That's probably the biggest thing. But regardless, if it is about that and he's sweet to play, I think you've got to find a place for him. It's going to be hard, but I'd be putting him in somewhere.
Taking a quick look at weather across the country, partly cloudy in a top of 21 for Brisbane, becoming cloudy for the Gold Coast and 19. Sydney, a possible shower in 17. Mostly sunny for Melbourne, 14 the top. Grey skies for Hobart, a max of 15. Adelaide, nice and sunny, a top of 16. And partly cloudy for Perth, a max of 18. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now. Listener.